I would love, by the way, to see Patrick do stand up because I feel like his first bit would be like, man, niggas playing Pac-Man different these days. Like, he would just start out like hella nerdy, and I'd be in the back like,
I feel like I heard the boo already.
Man, I'd have been so hype. I'd be like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
That
what's the
needs to catch
deal
on
with
stand-up.
Pac-Man?
I heard the boo was wild. Oh, that's Jordan had
Man.
a fire ass Goofy movie shirt on last night. That shit was fire, my boy. That's
Thank
it.
you.
Certain people pull off the Disney shit right, and Jordan put that shit on last night. From a nerd standpoint, that nigga was shitting on everybody in the club last night.
Well,
From a
it's
nerd
because it's like, because
standpoint.
here's the thing. It's like, I'll dress up nerdy all the time, but it's once you go around like black people for real, you can't just put it on to put it on. You
You gotta
still
put that shit
gotta,
on.
you
Yeah,
exactly.
it can't just be a cool ass shirt. You still gotta have some shoes that match with it. And that nigga had on, he had on some shit that they hit every color in the goddamn shirt. Yeah.
It did.
I said, you put that shit on tonight, huh, boy? Is a convention in town I don't know about?
This
Man,
is,
what's going on,
I'm
man?
gonna tell you this, and this is the nerdiest comedian thing about me. My leather special jacket, I already have it, and tell me why Timon and Pumbaa are stenciled on it. Bruh, I'm ready. Let me get my leather special, and I got Timon and Pumbaa
Wait,
on
do you
my
have
leather
it?
jacket. Yeah, it's mine. Here's the thing. I gotta go upstairs to grab it. I will grab it. It'll just be a second.
Now,
So
you know the Lion King be suing, so be careful with
no. Keep in
that.
mind, I'm trying to do this with Disney. Disney's gonna hire me.
Okay, make sure it's approved because
I
they
want to
will
see
serve
it.
you on the
Okay,
stage. Right. A
I'll
leather Timon and Pumbaa we'll hold it.
jacket?
We'll hold it down till you get
Yeah,
back,
I would
Jordan.
love to see
Okay,
it.
all right.
yeah.
And it better
What's
not
up,
look like
man?
no Framon and Lumumba either.
Why is
I
Denzel
was definitely.
Washington laying on his stomach in Jordan's background? That was an interesting choice.
He's a big Denzel was his father figure, but only Denzel from Remember the Titans. Every other Denzel movie is the nigga that left.
This was a
Oh,
choice.
the
This was a
training day was
choice.
too close to home for him, huh?
Oh,
It's like,
he don't know nothing about that Denzel. Training Day Denzel is way too hood for Jordan. Jordan would clutch his
what if that was
pearls.
really Jordan's dad? Like, his dad was such a hood nigga. And then, like, now he's a Disney nigga. Like, what?
That
Now
let
we me know got his mama
Timon
took
and
him
Pumbaa
away.
on the jacket.
Right.
Right. Hey, did y'all see Obsession yet?
Haven't seen it, but I heard it's so good. I'm going this Wait, week.
which
I'm
one is
going.
Obsession? Who's in this?
This is a new horror movie.
I don't know who
Oh,
any of
you
the
know I don't
actors
watch
are.
horror movies. I'd be closing my eyes in the theater during horror movies. But that Curry The
dude,
guy
he's
that,
yeah.
yeah, he was doing well, he still does the sketches and stuff on Instagram and stuff like that. And I had heard this little video clip about him, how him and his partner, they dropped out of I think film school and started doing their own stuff. But they did it like with real cameras, not just iPhones. Like they put a lot of integrity and structure into it. And this is his directorial debut. And he had like people on set like to like give, suggestions and stuff like that. Written, directed, and produced by him. And it is doing
Crazy.
crazy numbers at the theaters.
Wait,
Crazy.
so what makes this different from the other horror movies? Like, what's the premise that you're like, "Ooh, I love this"?
All right, I'm gonna break it down because I just saw it last night. It feels like a white person watched Get Out and was like, "How can I do this?"
That's
But
what it feels
it
like.
gives gentrification. No, okay, so it's a great movie. I really like it, and I actually just got off the phone like breaking it down. It was shot well. It's a very interesting story, but
Okay.
without giving too much away, it's essentially about a dude who is in love with this girl who does not love him back. So he like makes a wish so that she's in love with him, right?
Obsession?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the horror is it gets a little too crazy, you know?
I
And then there's like
got you.
all this other stuff that is Okay, I'm going to that. yeah. I'm going to that.
There's
I'm
all
going
this
to
other
that.
stuff, and it's really, really well done. But I couldn't shake, and there's one scene that you're gonna notice in particular. I couldn't shake the
The Get Out.
this is a remix of Get Out, but that's also just like, that's just how it go.
But it's
Okay.
really good. It's really, really
Okay.
good.
I'm going to, I'm going. I was going to go probably Wednesday, but I'm going to go ahead and knock it out today. Let's see this jacket, Jordan.
Okay. We'll start with the back of the jacket, okay? Because the
Okay.
back is fire. Okay, so this is the back. Oh, wait, hold on.
I
Let
don't
me
know.
take the
You either
yeah.
gonna have to
Take the
hold it in
green
front of
screen
you or
off.
you gotta take a green screen
No,
off.
here, I'm gonna take the green screen off, but okay, hold on.
It's
Let
gonna be
me.
Denzel in
Oh shoot, wait, hold up. How do I do this again? You go here and
background.
then oh, yep. Okay. Let's go nut. Okay, sweet. So here's the back of the jacket. You got a little
Ooh,
dog
scar.
scar
Okay,
right there, and you
left
see
scar
the
out.
little blue and green. And then on the front of the jacket is
Oh,
this jacket
okay.
is something serious right here. It's just it's like a cool little AGT got it for me. America's Got Talent got it for me when I hosted in Vegas. So ever since they gave it to me, they're like, I mean, you can keep it if you want. I'm like, brother, this is gonna be my second special. This
I'm
is
gonna let you know right now, Jordan. You have to do some push-ups. You have to do some push-ups and some chest. Because you're gonna have to rock that jacket. You're gonna have to rock that jacket with no shirt. You gotta rock it with
Oh, you
no
think it's a
shirt,
no
halfway
shirt?
zipped
No
up,
shirt.
no shirt. Because first of all, it's
I
too
don't think
player,
so.
right? To
Okay.
not do it that way. Second of all, you would die if you put a shirt on under that and then stand on stage for 45 to an hour.
That's
You're going
okay.
to die. You
You
better be on the
die.
back of the jacket next to
Where a
Mufasa in the
beater? Wear
sky.
a little beater under
I
there.
was
You'd be
thinking
all
a
right.
beater too, Meg. I was thinking of some type of, I'm not saying just the normal one, but I am thinking, because the jacket is totally different from what I thought, like the vibe was gonna be. So, I mean, it's nice. It
You
is,
thought I
but
was about
it's
to
just
show up with a
different. I
Hot
was thinking
Topic?
more blazer. No, I don't know. I don't know. I went in a different direction. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, okay. You can come out in a motorcycle with the beater, you know?
Yeah. And your mom jeans, Jordan, you're gonna kill with
Not the
that.
mom
He
jeans.
gonna ride to the club
But
on a Vespa with that jacket and some bell bottles.
Jordan looks like he got a Vespa.
Here's the thing. I don't like the idea of roasting myself, but I give unicycle energy. Let's be honest, guys. This is
Oh,
I'm
okay. You
coming
took it
in.
to another level,
Oh, that's
unicycle.
oh.
Unicycle with a backpack
Here,
on.
that's not a man
He
who gives balance.
that nigga said,
Balance.
I'm a clown. To hear, you really
Nigga
think
said,
this man is gonna rock
I
that
am a
jacket with
circus
nothing
act.
under it?
I was gonna say,
Hey,
I
I
feel
mean,
like
that's kind of musty, ain't it? The
it's
leather right
very
on the
musty. But it's
leather,
got
the
yeah, it's
inside,
gonna
is that the
stick to you.
inside? I don't
It's
know.
gonna stick
Lined?
to you. You sweat on
It's
stage?
lined.
Well, once the lights hit, you sweating, especially
Yeah,
if
you're
it's
gonna have
just
to peel
leather.
that jacket off. You're gonna need three people.
I could do it like a southern comedian and just have that towel in the back pocket. Just
Okay.
wear.
Yes.
Now, without with that jacket, don't do that. Oh,
That
you're right.
jacket
Yeah.
gonna it's gonna be stuck to you. You gonna
I
look
mean,
like
the
an
towel would
avocado when
have
you
to
come
be
on
leather, and
stage.
that would defeat the purpose, you know?
Yeah.
Just get your little Beyonce fan. They're not gonna know because you don't have any hair blowing in the
Oh,
wind, so
where
it'll just
them
be bands
yeah.
at.
I just realized, okay, if you don't know, they make it for guys too, but they have those like no-show undershirts. Different from a tank and all that, where it's like a super
Like a
deep
huge
V-neck.
collar.
Yeah, super deep V-neck, and it just has like padded armpits.
That was the worst idea yet.
But I mean,
Jordan. Hey, Jordan does all of his
was
shopping
crazy.
on the As Seen on TV channel. That nigga got
Oh
everything.
man, as seen on TV.
You should pair that jacket with some gasoline and light it on fire.
Wow. That last shirt sounded like something on Shark Tank. You know, we having a good
I'm
year.
a
For
Shark Tank
everyone
shirt.
musty, here's the newest invention.
I'm upset because you all got quiet so I could say it. And then now this is what's happening. I thought y'all were gonna be like, hey, that's what's up. But y'all
What
like,
kind of pants are you gonna wear with that, Jordan?
I don't want
This
to
is
talk about it
a
because you
kilt.
already said mom jeans. So now I'm nervous that if I'm like, oh,
Because
my.
you was gonna wear mom
No, it's just you said it. So now whatever pants I say, I just feel like you're not gonna
jeans
believe
for
in
real. You're
it.
gonna be judged. Yeah. It's gonna
Yeah,
be a
I don't.
kilt,
It's gonna
though.
be
It's probably
better
gonna
than mom jeans, I hope.
You say a kilt?
No.
You say a
You know
kilt?
what it set it off? If he put on like some Lion King pajama bottoms, like the fuzzy.
Or some like Toy Story jean shorts.
Hey,
Toy Story.
I don't cross the streams, okay? We're gonna stick with one
Stick with
brand,
Lion King.
Lion King. Can't cross
Oh
the stream.
shit.
You
I
know
forgot
what?
to
You
tell
need
y'all.
some blue, since it's blue and purple, right? It's blue and purple that's on there. You
Blue
could get some
purple.
blue and purple like Kente. Oh,
Don't
Lord.
do that, Jordan. Don't do that at all.
I
Don't do
mean,
that stupid
Jordan hasn't
shit.
liked
Shout
any of these ideas.
out. No,
I
I mean
don't
it's
think we're
very
helping.
Except the deep V-neck with the padded armpits. I mean,
it's actually
that.
it's a capital U neck is what the fuck it is.
Crazy.
Shout
A
out to
lot of
Roxy
color.
Hayes, man. She I think she did her first chocolate
Yeah.
sundae main show set last night and
Nice.
fucking killed it. And
Hell yeah.
she didn't change her tone. She didn't change who she was. She went up there and nerded out. She
Hell
did
yeah.
a whole bit act out with wrestling moves of how she would like slam a dude through the table and fucking rocked it. So shout out to Roxy
Yeah.
Hayes for doing an amazing job making
Oh,
it on the
Roxy.
main show on
Hell yeah.
Chocolate Sundays, man.
Good, Roxy.
Salute. I was very excited to see her last night. It was dope, man. This is about a perfect place for us to jump into the first topic. Before we do, I want to give a shout out to our special guest. We got Jordan Connolly back in the house. And for the first time ever, we
Bam.
got young T-Bar, Detroit's finest in the building. Bam, bam, bam,
Yeah,
bam, bam,
what
bam,
up,
bam, bam.
though?
OG
Welcome.
Squad, we got Patrick Cloud, Man Scoop. I'm to hear more. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
Look, there are plenty of grooming habits I had to unlearn, all right? From my facial routine down to my beard routine, okay? Some of which made my beard just super itchy and uncomfortable, okay? But that's why I love Bask and Lather, because their grooming products for your beard, your face, and your hair, they're going to make you feel refreshed, all right? I've tried plenty of other beard oils and beard balms, but Bath and Lather products take the cake, okay? Their beard balm right here is fire. Got your beard shiny, nice and clean. I got the beard shampoo right here. I use this every time I wash my face, okay? Because I don't want a flaky beard. That's one of the most important things to me, all right? Look at some of these before and after shots right here. You see the beauty of Bath and Lather? Look at this, all right? Look at the glow up. Look at the difference after using Bath and Lather, all right? Check out their stimulating scalp and hair balm, all right? It nourishes and hydrates from the inside out with 100% natural ingredients, all right? When used regularly, users have seen results in about 3 months. Also, check out their hydrating hair mist, all right? It keeps any hair type soft, shiny, and hydrated. Combines aloe vera and avocado oil to reduce frizz and treat dryness, all right? Detangles and redefines curls. And one of my favorite things of all is that it's black owned and family operated, all right? Hair care that started with family love. When a dermatologist misdiagnosed CEO Shayna's younger sister and said her hair may never grow back, the family took things into their own hands, all right? Today, her hair is down to her hips. Shayna and her mother researched and formulated their own scalp and hair oil to stimulate growth and retain length. Explore viral bestsellers and products of healthier hair of all types from Bask and Lather, all right? Go to baskandlatherco.com and use the code SQUAD, SQUADD, for 20% off, all right? That's 20% off at baskandlatherco.com. Use the code SQUAD.
First topic of the day, we have you have to lose one for life. Pillow versus blanket.
Ooh, my
Now,
pillow.
before y'all ask, because I know this is gonna be asked, can you use a blanket as a pillow? Yes. However, you only get one blanket. So if you
What?
use that blanket as your pillow, you will not have a blanket.
What if you just use the top of it as a pillow and the rest of it as a blanket?
I mean, you
Correct.
could try that. You could try that.
I'm
I mean,
going blanket.
I really just have to have my shoulders, I think arms covered. I think my legs might be okay being out, even though I don't like my feet being out. I'll throw one leg out, but I won't throw both feet out. That's
I will
safe, man.
say, if you do, if you lose the pillow, you can do with what you said with not having the feet out. You pull the blanket up, curl the blanket up here, put some socks on.
I
Now
can't
your
sleep
feet
with
are
socks
covered.
on. I'm going
I
with
can't
blanket.
sleep.
It's a two for one. It's a two for one. If you feel like using it as a blanket, if you feel like using it as a pillow, is you feel like using it as a pillow and a blanket as stated. I mean, it's just a winner all the way around. It also can be a schrank. You know what I mean?
It
It
could
can
be a
be
what? A
a
slong, a
schrank. You know
dick.
how you put it around your shoulders? What they call schrank? I might be saying that wrong. I did not say schrank.
A
A
shawl?
schrank. You know the anyway. The thing that they, anyway,
They only make those in Detroit.
yeah. No, I think they make them in India.
I will
A
say, well,
sarong?
I used to
We
say
a
sarong.
pillow, so we gonna take the blanket anyway.
Sarong.
We gonna take somebody pillow.
We're all saying the wrong thing. Are you trying to say Ciroc? Like, what if we nobody knows? Wait,
It's
I
like,
will say,
oh, okay,
you
let
know
me
how
look
like you
it
misspell a word and it's like I got no suggestions for
Yeah.
you.
Google came back with nothing. Google was like, nigga, what?
Going to look it up
You're like, I'm
now.
not even
Wrong.
close.
Wait, I will say though, okay, and this might sound stupid. Let me preface it beforehand,
Oh
okay?
gosh.
But like, what if you choose to get rid of the blanket and you have a very large, those long pillows, and then you take the
Body
sheet off
pillow.
the pillow, the body pillow, and you take the sheet off the body pillow, and then
And
you
then
get in
use
that
that as that.
like a slumber, like a little
Yeah,
sleep.
you can't use that.
No,
You can't do
nigga.
that.
No,
Here we go. And
no.
this is it.
Aren't you?
Sarong. See?
Sarong,
Sarong.
sarong,
I knew
yeah,
what I
wrong.
was talking about. See, it's a
Yeah,
boom.
nah, that don't work either.
You
Them
doing
things
a
be
few
thin as
H's.
fuck.
Yeah, she
They
said
be thin as
Sharong.
fuck.
You doing
Yeah.
two H's.
Yeah. You were one letter away from saying Shimon. Like you were
Please.
Shimon.
Simone.
So nobody's down for the body pillow thing? That
Hell no. I
No,
think you
you
could
can, but
improvise
hold on, but
a pillow
technically,
more.
hold on. If you could use your blanket as a pillow, you could use your pillow as a blanket. So you could have a really long body pillow. You just can't take anything off of it, but you could, you know what I'm saying? You could have a long pillow and
I don't
then
want a pillow
wrap yourself
blanket.
around it.
I've done it before. It's whenever you sleep on the couch and like you ain't got no blankets around you, you take a pillow. Mind you can't move around because once you move, pillow's gone. So you have to just like sit there and place the pillow on you. Just...
I've done that. You ain't. That's true. Everything Jordan explains sounds like a Disney princess challenge. Like that was a Sleeping Beauty challenge. Everything this nigga said.
He like put the
Oh,
pillow on. Don't
tonight.
move.
I can see Jordan getting frustrated and mad with his wife, and he just go upstairs and throw himself across the bed like a Disney princess. He like, just runs in the room, looks for something to throw himself across.
Damn.
He goes and
That's
gets the jacket, puts it on at the
I will
end.
say, me and my wife's first, like, legit, we were heated at each other argument was over Beauty and the Beast. That's legit.
Please
Legit. I
explain.
thought you were about to
Please
say
start from
BDSM, and you said Beauty and the Beast. I was
Oh.
like,
Hey, that would have been crazy.
wah. Wait, what was your
What was the
argument
argument?
about?
Oh, she's like, that's her favorite. And I'm like, I don't think Beauty and the Beast is that good because it's all Stockholm syndrome. And you got this girl over here after being locked away. First of all, her dad was supposed to be a prisoner for life. Now she's locked away. And then this dude's like, hey, I got you a gift. You know, I think you've been really cool or whatnot. Here's a mirror so you can look on the outside world, but you can't go outside. And she's like, there's something sweet. And I'm like, girl, shut up.
How did
Shut
this become a heated
up.
argument?
Oh, because she was
Yes.
like, don't be talking about my princess like that. Because like, it's still a good movie. And I'm like, look at it as an adult. And pay it so if I
I
just
just
locked you
love
up
this.
and
I
she
mean,
just
it
kept
became
getting
a
mad.
whole diagnosis. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be entertaining kids. Now we in the DSM-4 looking at
It's
psychological
just you watch
disorders.
it as an adult,
Wow.
and this dude did everything but hit her. And then out of nowhere, she's just like, you guys aren't really looking at him the way I'm looking at him. I'm
This
like
is
a
so much.
become a heated
Look, this
argument.
goes. All I heard for this conversation is that there is somebody for everybody.
Boom.
Literally, everyone out there is someone for you. And
Yeah, my
that's
mom.
not even in a negative way. That just
No.
means there is a yin to your yang, okay?
My mom quoted said, if y'all don't make it, that's it for you. That's what she said to me. She said, if y'all divorce, Jordan, you're done. That's it. I don't make it. So.
You found your person, Jordan.
How did that become a heated argument?
Imagine walking through the house not talking to each other, mad because she disagreed on the premise on the Beauty and the Beast.
Mean, most people are arguing over cheating, but hey, we'll take Disney for 100, Alex.
The neighbors called the cops.
And then you're
Cops
like,
show up.
what seems to be the problem? Yeah, my neighbors are doing ballots back and forth with each other. It's really, really weird, but it's also 3 in the morning.
Ballads is crazy. Oh, that's funny.
No, Jordan, have you been to these karaoke bars like Brass Monkey in K-Town, where they have whole Disney teams and they come and they battle it out? Like, it used to be Tuesday nights. Tuesday nights was all Disney music at the karaoke spot, and they would go about that motherfucking business, bro. Like, it was
It's
no
pretty
games
cool.
being played. It ain't no cute, like, oh, I like this song from the Little Mermaid. Nah, bitch, we finna shut it down. We finna shut. What's that thing that gave a spoon? Like, they was going and they real singers, bro. They
Oh,
come in,
shoot.
they ordering warm water, they getting tea while they sitting in their section, they breaking their neck. It was, bro, it was like Step Up to the Streets, but like the music.
With the karaoke musical edition.
Niggas was really doing it for Lil Saint. It was
Doing it for little Tinkerbell.
Tink.
Dang,
Lil
that's.
Tink.
I need to go to this now. That actually sounds super dope.
Bro,
Definitely. I
it
already
was a
knew. Why
sight
did
to
I feel
see.
like Jordan was like, where is this at again? Like,
Oh, he
because
was like,
how did I
I don't
miss
know if they
that?
still do it, but Brass Monkey in Koreatown by the Line Hotel is where they used to do
Okay.
it.
Because I'm
And that
still,
shit used to be
I'm
legit.
still black. So I'm like, they'll be singing Mermaid. I'll be in the back crumping. Like, I mean.
I was gonna say we need one for like Bebe's kids. You know, who's
Oh.
recreating the hood musicals?
I
We
mean,
didn't
there
have enough
was.
songs though in our cartoon. They never gave us enough songs, which I appreciate, but I was watching this
What you
one comic. I forgot her name. She writes on a couple shows, and you know who I'm talking about. She did this joke about Little Mermaid, and she was like, why didn't Ariel just get a wheelchair? Why? She could have had a wheelchair with a blanket over her legs covering her tail, and she could have just been about her life outside.
Her tail was big as hell, though. That shit would have
Right. It
definitely been
was
on the
big.
floor.
Right.
Have you been seeing those? The one bedroom is what it's called, the DJ club thing. It's called one bedroom, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Some dude did a remix with Sister Sister's theme song.
Oh, yes, it was
It
lit. I
was
did see that
crazy
actually.
work.
And then
It
did
was
like
so
Kirk
good.
Franklin with it, mixing it. I was like, this is when y'all coming to Atlanta? Damn, that's
Yeah.
let
Who
me
did
know.
that?
I
It
remember
was some
that.
DJ.
It's DJ 1BD. Is it DJ
It's no,
1BD?
like it's Club 1BD,
Oh, Club
and
OneBD.
they get different DJs. And if you
Okay.
know the
Okay.
Sister Sisters theme song, it'd be like, oh, once they get to that part, he transitioned that into,
That's
oh,
fire.
do you want a revolution? And I was like, yo.
That's such a sp
It
specific mix. You have to have a
is.
know it
It
very
is.
certain. Oh, shoot.
That little nostalgia point is dope as hell, like two times throughout the night. But if you're gonna do that every 10 minutes and break up the dancing, nigga, I don't wanna be here no more.
Oh, that's fair.
Like
What'd you
your
say?
whole
Ding
set.
dang in this thing.
I've seen the
See
ones
y'all
with
later.
O'Reilly, and they did O'Reilly's. I seen one when they did 877 Cash Now. I've seen so many, and it's like, damn, nigga, we can't escape commercials, even at the club. The DJ's playing commercials. This got to be payola. Now the advertising companies are paying DJs to play this shit at the club. It's like, nigga, just play music.
I mean,
I just
to
would
be
love a
fair,
night
those
where a
jingles didn't
DJ
work.
played music
Right.
we didn't know.
They're and everyone knows them.
I hear you. I just didn't sign up for this. If I
No,
got to
but
adhere to a dress club, I mean a dress code, and I got to pay to get in, and now you playing commercials through your set,
no,
nigga,
but
I could
they're
have stayed at
jingles
home with free
to hear.
Pandora.
No, but to hear what you're missing is you're having just imagine you've been on the dance floor, let's say 20 minutes, right? And you get into that point where you're like, I think I'm chilling. I'm gonna go to the back, and then you just hear oh, and you like,
O'Reilly's.
and then he
Kind of cool.
drops it, and then you
Ah,
go,
all
you just got new life. You just got new life
Yeah,
on that dance
yeah.
floor.
Because that's just
I still
music.
got to pee though. I still, because I'm 42.
New life for you. Remember that your
You
oil
make a
six months
that's a
overdue at
personal
this
problem. You need to
point.
go talk to
I
your
still got
doctor to
I
hear
got I've
it.
already talked to him. He said don't hold my pee. So I still gotta go pee. I'm still gonna
Okay,
pee.
all this loose this prostate issue is a whole nother problem.
Meg, don't I don't care. I don't, you ain't gonna make me feel better if I
O'Reilly's a
do
little triggering for me, seeing that as I'm 6 months past due on my oil change. So
it.
that might That might send me to a different place.
Is that what O'Reilly's is advertising? Oil changes?
They're like AutoZone.
Auto
parts. Hey, what jingles have actually worked on y'all? Because, like, I can't really, like, most of the jingles that are popular, like, I've never even been there.
I personally, all the jingles that really worked for me were mostly, like, food stuff.
Food, like, absolutely. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Well, no, not okay. even that. Like Chili's, I think is the most fire.
Oh.
I want my baby back, baby. That's the best. I think that's
did
the best.
Did you go for baby back ribs when that commercial
I did
dropped?
Once, and then after I had them, I never went again for a baby back. But
so the jingle actually worked.
But the jingle, like the it, because like this was that period, like the what, like 90s, early to like super early 2000s, because they cut it off, I think, right before 2010s. But like once you hear that, I want my baby back, you could be anywhere and you could be like, Chili,
they went crazy for that
baby
though,
back.
unnecessarily.
Yeah. They did. Not that was ever bought.
Not my
and
not
then
my
them
best
ribs
moment.
Was trash.
Not my best moment. I remember one year I did the Daniel Fast with my church. Shout out Faithful Central. And I think it was supposed to be 30 days. And I extended it. I was like, I want to see how long I could be a vegan. I got to month three. I mean, I'm buying my tempeh. I'm buying all the fruits and vegetables
what?
Every 2-3 days.
Tempeh?
Yeah, tempeh is like, it's I was doing like tempeh bacon. So it's kind of like,
It's wheat gluten.
It's a weird thing, but you can fry it up like bacon and it goes hella good in wraps. So I'm doing good. I'm on top of my shit. And I saw an advertisement on the 110 right by Staples Centers. But Staples Center was on this side. The advertisement was right here. And it just said, the McRib is back. I went and got one immediately.
Oh, no.
The niggas didn't even need a jingle.
I folded for that McRib. I folded for that beef.
That fake rib.
The bone-shaped
beef.
McRib.
No jingle. No
no bone in it. And they got
McRib.
The to lift
they got
up
the
meat
shape,
where
though.
The bone's
the
supposed
shape.
To be.
Yeah. It's like
I
the
don't
big
even know what meat that is.
I ain't gonna lie. McRib is delicious.
Meg,
that's
I feel
crazy
like
to hear. You wouldn't eat no. You could have went fish. Wow. You could have went chicken.
Meg, but no,
anything.
I think
you went straight to the McRib.
Meg, I think
extra
you're
pickles,
underestimating.
Extra sauce, extra onions. I
you
went
was on
crazy.
The toilet extra long because
no.
there's
extra.
No way you go
hear me
from
out.
This extreme to this extreme.
Meg, I think you're underestimating the power of the McRib back then. Because mind you, if you have the McRib now, it's not going to be anything like what it was. But the McRib back
what
then
changed?
Something that McDonald's done did something. Like
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was a McRib eater back
in
the day.
It was delicious.
Okay?
Everyone was.
I liked it.
I can't
but
say
to go
everyone,
to
that
that
still
extreme.
Wasn't my... Mm-mm.
It didn't have a
what
jingle.
Kind of
that's
meat
how good
was
it was.
That? Was that pork? They never really said.
They
I
never
think,
told you. And
I
you
think
never
Jason.
asked.
I think it's pork. It's pork.
It was
pork.
Like pork ingredients. Or what do they
pork
say?
Ingredients.
What do they be saying on Spam?
Pork adjacent.
A derivative of the pork. Pork
yeah,
byproduct.
Something like that. Yeah.
Pork
byproduct.
Product.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
As a person,
I hate
I used
when
to work
people
at
send
McDonald's.
Me videos of chicks that they think look like me just because they got freckles, right? And then the video is of them like twerking or something thick, and I'm like, stop sending this shit to me,
something
bro.
Thick.
Like,
you ain't never twerked a day in your life, yeah, right to here.
You say what?
You ain't never twerked a day in your life.
Oh, I listen. I've done some horrible things for food. I'm not gonna sit up here and say that.
Food.
I'd have busted up on the handstand for the right McRib on the right night. Oh no, but I'm not proud of those moments. I just don't need to be reminded by it. I don't need to stop bringing my past up, is what I'm saying, man. Okay, but let's put it to a vote, man. I feel like we definitely got off topic like we always do. But what y'all going with? The pillow versus the blanket? One for life.
We'll keep the blanket.
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 You can't improvise a pillow.
Half the time, I don't even use my pillow because I sleep on my stomach. And you ain't supposed to sleep on a pillow. You sleep on your stomach. So give me the blanket.
Yeah, man. You would beat a pillow to submission with that head. So that's probably for the... All right. We don't go with blanket on that one for everyone. Man, be laying down. That pillow went...
Yeah,
We're gonna jump into this next topic right after this.
Buying the dad in your life a Father's Day gift he actually uses is always tough, all right? So let me make it easy for you. Get him something from GLD. Dads never really upgrade their style at all, all right? They like to find that one watch, that one pair of sunglasses they've worn for over 10 years, and they'll just rock that for the rest of their lives, all right? They stick with it forever. That's exactly why jewelry makes so much sense for a great Father's Day gift. A clean chain, bracelet, or even a watch is one of those things that instantly upgrades the fit without even trying too hard, all right? Whether your dad likes to keep it simple or he likes a little extra shine, GLD has everything from chains, pendants, bracelets, watches, all high-level quality pieces built to last. And if your dad has a favorite sports team, perfect, all right? GLD probably has pieces for his squad too, which makes this feel even more personal than just a last-minute card gift, okay? The quality is legit too, all right? This isn't cheap jewelry that fades in after a month. GLD uses real gold, hand-set stones, and craftsmanship is on another level. You can feel the difference the second you put it on. And it's not just hype either, right? They have over 2 million customers and 50,000 five-star reviews, with GLD being worn by names like Justin Bieber, Malik Neighbors, Micah Parsons, ASAP Rocky, and plenty more, all right? And the best part, every single piece is guaranteed for life. GLD offers every price point from the entry-level 18-karat gold-plated, all right? GLD has official collabs with the NFL, MLB, WNBA, MLB, NCAA, NHL, MLS, and even DC Comics. GLD can even create fully custom pieces. Now is the perfect time to do it, because for a limited time only, new customers are getting an insane deal. Use code SQUAD, SQUADD, to get 40% off at GLD.com. That's 40% off with the code SQUAD, SQUADD, at GLD.com. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you, okay? Peace.
Would you prefer everyone abruptly stop talking when you enter a room, like complete silence, and they look at you, versus when you exit, one person stands up and starts slow clap, and then everyone joins in?
That would be dope. That would be a great way to leave.
But you're already out the room, right? So you already
No, left. as you're getting up to get ready to leave, somebody just stands up and like,
"That's cool."
And everybody's looking at you.
Everybody joins in. Everybody else joins in too.
I gotta go.
Because I would join in too. I'd be like,
yeah, me.
I gotta go at the entrance because I'm not a party guy, so I'll walk in a party and then leave 5 minutes later. And if y'all slow clap, you can now timestamp how long I was there and hold me accountable. When all the whole time I just wanted to show face, how y'all doing? Let me go into my car real quick. I'm going home. And if y'all start to slow clap, like, Jordan, were you at the party? Yeah, I was hanging out. Now we slow clap pretty early. I would rather, because at least if I walk in as like a person who loves the spotlight, center of attention, I'll be like, "Hey, where the party people at?" And then imagine that eruption.
Where the party people at? I would think you were a time traveler. Where the party people at?
Or pop. He was like, "Hey, anybody got spare narcotics?"
This nigga's a cop. Where are my party people at, y'all? Right. Raise the roof.
Give it up for the lady.
I was like, this nigga's a top.
Dang, guy. Jordan, why are you my party out here? She here is not your friend.
What about Gemini's in?
Patrick,
what
about Gemini's? Patrick started that one. I just want to point out Patrick definitely started.
That's just mean. He just laughs a lot.
Nigga said he thought you'd be a time traveler.
Like, this nigga just woke up.
Why your chamber ass nigga? What year do you think it is?
I mean, I did say
give
I'm
a
not
shout a... out to Nixon in the United States.
We out of Vietnam, y'all.
That's funny.
I mean, well, that's the funnier is that Jordan sets it up for us. Like, Jordan, you said, "All right, guys, this is what I do." We all look at each other like, "Shut the fuck up."
I did start it with I'm not really a party person, and I think I hope this everyone watching is can be like, yeah, he don't party. I don't.
Because of the party people thing.
What you don't know, Pat, is that
What y'all saying nowadays?
kills at Disney parties. When you walk into a Disney party, it's like, hey, what's up, party people? And they're like, ah.
Don't know.
Wait,
I
and how
hear
long are they silent as you come
that's
in?
too awkward.
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
That's like, get out.
That's a
That's
long
awkward. That's
time.
awkward.
Yes. That is
It
long.
sounds
What do you
like
think?
LA to me anyway. So people
Damn.
sound like a typical day in LA. No one says hello.
Hey, the
You
music
know, when you're
stops
from
too.
somewhere else, people say hi when you walk in the room.
Yeah.
But I'm taking the silence initially only because now I know who fake. You know what
But it's everybody.
I'm saying? There
It's
might have
every
thought
room that
y'all
you
talking
walk
to
into,
me,
though.
huh?
It's every room that you walk into. Churches, graduations, doctor's
Church is
office.
now you adding
Hilarious.
stuff to
Look,
here. You
no,
said
it's
one
any.
room.
No, I said every time you enter a room, it goes abruptly silent. Or
Church is
every time you
crazy.
exit, yeah, or every time you exit, somebody starts a slow clap.
I think
So it's every
in
room.
I
You
do
know
think
what? I
that's
changed.
having to
I'm gonna
go
go
to
to
the
the slow clap
bathroom.
because I'm gonna do a set before I leave every room. Then let's at least make the clap. Let me do a little 3-minute set. Everybody over here, comedy. Now y'all do what y'all gotta do. Free claps. Boom. We recording this content. You see that standing ovation I got, y'all? We did it.
They'd be like, yeah, it was just one nigga standing though.
But like if you look at it from both aspects, it'll mess up your mental. 'Cause if you're coming into the room and it's silent, you could be like, oh, either they're like, oh, snap, he's here, or they got something about him. But if you're leaving and they slow clap, you don't know if they're clapping because they're like, man, he shut it down versus thank God he's
Ooh,
gone.
right.
Yeah. That guy stinks.
Oh,
Brother.
brother.
What if you like walk in a concert late? The whole stadium stops.
Every room you
Beyoncé is
walk
like,
into.
oh.
Her spotlight shut off and it opened on you.
That
Boom.
Damn.
would
Yeah.
suck.
Just looking for my seat.
That's
Imagine
terrible.
all the places, how awkward that would be in certain places, like church.
That's crazy.
The
Right.
concert was wild too. STD testing center. That would be
Oh, you
crazy.
scared.
No, Meg brought up every time you go to the bathroom. That
Every time
place
you
is
get up, you're at the
incorporated.
theater. You're like leaving to go to the bathroom, and everybody's like, oh God, now everyone knows. And they know how long you was in there.
Oh,
We
wait, but
slow clapped 15 minutes ago. Where was you at?
I had
I'm
the
back now.
doo-doo. I had
So
the
wait.
doo-doo.
The slow clap starts when you're thinking about leaving and completely stops as soon as you technically leave, right?
It probably keeps going for a little bit. You'll hear it if you like walk down the hall. You'll probably hear it for a little bit. It has to go at least like, 10, 15 seconds.
Here's the question.
Like they
Does it
got, 'cause everybody else
restart?
has to join in.
Does it restart if for some reason you left your keys
Yes.
oh yeah
And
they
then
know
you walk
yes
back
nigga
in
yeah
and you
they
go,
yes
my bad, my keys.
yeah
Like, oh my God.
yeah
And then they're just like, oh my God. He's always forgetting stuff.
My hands hurt.
But the worst part is like, what if you like are like in a place like the mall or a movie theater and you leave this room and then go to another room and then go into the bathroom? Like you got like all these connecting slow claps that I feel like that's more annoying than connecting silence.
Yeah.
I'm
That
still
slow
taking the
clap anywhere
silence.
would be. I might have to stay at the home for a while. I don't know
No,
how.
but like
Well,
this is how you manage the silence. Mind you can't do it at all places, but you'd have to change your mentality. Number one, make sure you get there early. Get wherever you're trying to. If you're going to church, church starts at 7, be there at 6 o'clock and just sit out. People come in and you gotta doggone where I don't know what you're gonna do with the bathroom
or be early
situation, but
everywhere.
yeah, you gotta
Wear
be
your
early.
AirPods everywhere. You wear your AirPods everywhere you go. You won't hear it either coming or going. You just throw them bitches in.
Okay, but wait, hold
That's what
on.
you
This
do.
scenario, which one of these is worse? You're on a 6-hour flight and you get up to go to the bathroom and everyone's clapping, or You're coming out of the bathroom and everyone stops and looks at you as you come out of that middle bathroom.
Especially if you've been there for a minute, bombing it.
I'm gonna go with the look.
Which one's worse?
I Man, think the quiet probably be worse coming out of that bathroom.
Right.
I think the clap is worse, but the quiet is creepier. Because if they're all gonna stare at you, you're gonna be like, that's creepy. But if you get up and they start clapping, in my mind, I'm like, have y'all all smelt me?
And then it's going back to what you said earlier, Meg. Now they know how long I'm in there. You know what I mean? They clapping, everybody clapping. So now it's been a silence for 15, 20 minutes. I'm bubble guts. You
Hey,
know, they ate the
listen.
wrong airport food, had an airport burrito.
Damn.
Now it's a wrap.
Now I know for sure that I've reached a new level of old. Cause I don't give a fuck if people know I left and went to go take a shit. I don't care. That's what they got them stalls for. That's what they got. The booty protectors on the seat, big
The
spare tire roll of tissue paper. That's what it's there for. When people walk in the bathroom, like, who is stinking here? Bitch, it should. People are shitting in here. That's what we do. We taking care of business in here. I was at Hollywood and Highland, and I had to go to the restroom at the little shopping center right there. And I'm in the bathroom in a stall, and I hear somebody go, "Ooh, the champ is back. Make way for the champ. About to tear this motherfucker down." He came in the bathroom with that.
Champ is back. Was he? This is
The champ is.
what?
He sat
Ew.
in the stall next to me and proceeded to blow that bitch out. And he
Wait,
was
was
loud
he
and proud.
unhoused?
No, it sounded like a black guy that worked there, or he was just proud of it. He was
That's
like,
why
ain't
he
no
said
shit
that.
hiding it.
He chugged a gallon
He
of milk before he went
was
to that
proud of
bathroom.
system regular. You
Hey,
know, when you
man.
get
Hey.
older, different things make you proud. Like I'm at the age, system regular. You know, good, what you say, good dental care, something like that,
Fiber,
makes you
yeah, that
proud.
fiber on point. Fiber on point.
That's funny.
Hey, man, he said the champ is back. I will never forget that for as long as I live.
What kind of
And
shoes did
he
that
came in.
outfit?
I couldn't see him when he walked in, but I feel like the nigga did the LeBron, like, whoo! And then he started clapping. The champ is back. I'm here to have business, baby. Sat down in the stall next to me, went to work.
Y'all ever just like look at the shoes of the people around you, just and like if you're at the airport or something and you're like, oh, it's a
Oh.
businessman shitting. That's a runner that's shitting.
Hey man, if I ever see them black shoes for cruise, I say, oh, they ain't in here for no games, baby. It's about to go down. Any company that has out the shoes for cruise, them motherfuckers be putting work in them bathrooms, baby.
I feel like it'd be funny if you waited for him and then once he got out the stall, you go, hey bro, undefeated, baby. Undefeated, son. Snatch you up.
Zap. Oh,
It's the
God.
champ. Gotta acknowledge the champ.
Nor did he wait for him to wash his hands. He right there at the stall
That's
door,
what
just
I'm
like,
thinking.
I like your work, sir. I like
Oh,
your style. I
I'm impressed, bro.
was
We'll do
impressed
that.
with how well he owned it. Like, there was no embarrassment. There was no shame. You weren't going to shame him about doing what you're supposed to do in the bathroom. And that's what I respected about
What
him
did
so
he need
well.
to announce it for? Just do your business, big man. Just do
No,
you,
I
big
think he
business
had
man.
something happened like in his past. And he
Yeah,
was like,
that's
I'm
him taking
tired
my
of
bowel
this.
back. A trauma dump. Oh
Probably
my.
because when he was blowing it up, somebody probably like, oh. Somebody like, let me just get ahead of it now. Because I can't respond while I'm
I
mid-shrat.
can't,
So.
I can't get at you when I'm mid push, right? But I'm claiming my time right now before we get started.
I hope his energy is the
Oh,
same when he
no.
pees. He just like the urinal's right here. He's staying all the way over here. The champ is back.
What if he plays third in peeing so he's like less confident?
Hey,
I'm doing, I'm
anybody
gonna
else
do
in
better
here?
this time.
Anybody else in here place? Yeah, that's what I thought. Bronze. I
Back
still got that bronze. Still
for my
got that.
revenge.
Wait, hold on. I have a question for you men. When y'all are in public and you have to take a poop, do you like sit down and pee also?
Most of the
Boy,
time,
what a
yeah.
question.
Yeah,
You
most of the
if I gotta
time.
take if I if I'm in public pooping, like it's usually desperate measures. So the first part that like kicks off that whole experience is the poop. Then the pee is afterwards. The pee is like the
Is
after
it
that
separate?
first. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
Meg,
sometimes it's the same.
are you asking if we shit sitting down and then stand up and then pee?
Well, I don't know. I don't. Is it like, oh, let me pee first and sit down, or do you like sit down and pee? Is you, I don't know what men do.
If we're going
Is that
into
what
the
they do
sit
in
down,
Asian culture?
I mean, that's an interesting question. So I really do
no,
want to.
We're
I can
women.
tell
We
you
don't
that
know what y'all do.
That's
once
inefficient.
when we're going in to
But it's
sit,
up in
we're just
public, though.
sitting.
That's why I'm asking. I don't know
No,
if it's a
it's
different
well. So
rule.
here's
We're
the
already
thing:
sitting.
it's never in public because just like you guys, we have the door that closes the door. So it's like once we sit, we sat. Like there's no reason. Like it would be
I didn't know if it
weird.
was weird because you're like, you know, your junk is it's like a public toilet. I didn't know if it's like, ah, I don't pee, let me stand up.
It
I don't
would be
know.
weirder to watch a dude, not even watch a dude, but let's say I'm in the
Yeah,
urinal
that would be
and then the
weird.
dude, that's why I had to stop it. I was like, wait. Let's say I'm in the urinal and the guy, like this guy comes up and goes to the urinal next, and then he goes to the stall and then he sat down. I might verbally be like, hey, did you just?
That would be no, the
That'd
reverse would
be
be crazier.
crazy.
Imagine they shit it first and then went out to the urinal.
Whoa.
Like,
But look,
imagine
but
all
look, look,
women thought we
look. Oh,
did that.
man. But Pat. He did pull his pants on. He just shuffled
Just
out,
shuffled
pants
over.
around,
Now
then
for
came
part
to the
two.
urinal, pee, whole ass cheeks out, whole ass out, pees, and then shuffles back to the stall to finish shit.
Nah,
Gross.
even better to hear he's on the stall like he's in the stall like this. Whoo, I gotta hurry up and get this out. Whoo, I'm about to pee on myself. Oh my God. Like, brother, just pee. I can't. I got to
I
stand,
stand
brother.
up when I pee.
I
I
got
like the
to
I'm a
stand.
man. I'm a
Women
manly
not
man.
I like the idea of women thinking we do that though.
I don't think I've ever thought about it. It was just now. I was
Yeah.
like, what do y'all do?
Yeah, what do they?
What do y'all do? Why y'all
We
go in
only have to
teams?
sit down for
we only
Everything.
have to sit down.
Yeah,
And
but they pee reverse cowgirl if they have to pee while they're taking a poop. So
who
they'll
does
turn around
that?
on the toilet
No
and
one does.
then
Well,
pee, then they
I'm
turn
not
back
a
around.
public shitter personally. I will probably almost have to pass out. And I'm a squatter, so I don't like to sit on anything public. At all, okay. At
Look,
all, okay. I'm at the
okay.
age where I know
I
no
feel you.
beans after this. If I'm out and about, then I don't want a salad. Just give me a piece of burger, cause I don't need nothing moving and grooving while I'm out and about. Ain't nothing like being at the club, then somebody shitting in that whiff come out when the door open as they
Wow,
coming back
that
out
was
to that
specific.
gadget. I can't
But that's a
club
different. But I
whiff.
feel like that's I like going to a club and not wanting to do that is very different than just like, oh, I'm out
And it
and I'm.
happened at the
Yeah.
mall, at work. It does not matter. It
Yeah, I'll
was
take a
an
shit at all those
emergency.
places.
If
I'll
my
take a shit
right, if my
at the
stomach is on
mall.
fire, it's just
I'll
gonna be
take a
on.
shit
But
at the
I will
club.
say I do have perfume in my purse, so I use it for in the event something goes down.
Yeah.
But
I'll
let's
do a
be
courtesy
fair.
flush. I'll
Not
do a
even a
courtesy
smell.
flush.
It's
And courtesy.
courtesy flush.
The
But
idea
also,
of my butt being on a toilet seat, I
no,
don't.
girl, you gotta
You gotta
like
put the
look. I
stuff.
be triple, it be taking me forever because I will
Yeah.
triple layer a toilet seat with a toilet
I'll
tissue.
do
If there's
double.
no, like, you know,
Three's
the little
excessive.
sheet, but
She
even
walking
the
with her own
sheet,
roll.
because the
It
sheet don't always,
depends.
there's a couple of corners on the sheet that
And that
don't
front part
cover
right
the
there, that little
seat. I
front
hate
part
the
that's
front
above
part.
the seat.
You add tissue right there. That's all it is.
I
Hey
hate the front
man,
part.
it depends on how severe this doo-doo is. Because
Ew!
if this doo-doo is knocking on heaven's gates, I'm gonna just sit on down. I bow
If
the leg. I don't
it's
give a
an
fuck about that.
emergency, if it's an I've never
Yeah,
just done
I've
raw
sat on
dogging it.
pee. Yeah, I've sat
But
on pee
oh
before. I
God,
can't
no.
open
Even in an emergency, I'm putting one of them
my
down. At least some little
mouth.
toilet, some tissue.
When you're
When
I
you're
sat on another nigga already on the toilet taking a shit. I was like, scoot over. It's about to happen right here, my
Whoa.
boy. I said, open. And he had to open his legs wide. He had to sit wide. I said, fuck you. I'm
Yeah.
like,
That's
this
crazy. You
is a
put
true
tissue
double
on his
decker right here, my
thighs.
boy. That's crazy. Yeah, when you're in a rush, it's quicker to not grab the seat thing. I just grab tissue and put it
Yep.
layers on the side.
Well,
It's quicker.
strategic.
Yep. You're not gonna play Tetris with that tissue? Nah,
Also,
man.
it does depend. Like the nicer the establishment, like it matters. Like if it's like a nice
Yeah.
place, it's like I assume that it's cleaned a little bit better. So I'm not as like I'll still put stuff down, but it's not as like
Best
frantic.
place to go is a hospital, but like going to one of the patients'
Oh
room while they in there.
no.
Going to, not like, you can't go in the lobby, right? You got to go to the patient's room, like somebody's room, and then just go shit in there and leave the door open. Look at them while you do it.
Gosh, to
hear it did it and said, the champ is back.
Right. Now I'm starting, I agree. I'm starting to think Tahir was actually the champ in that story that he told.
He tried to say it was
The
somebody else. It was you.
door kept closing in the patient room. I kept pushing it open and looking at them. Yeah, don't break eye contact.
That's crazy.
Asking for a friend. No.
Wait, do y'all get weird about like if your significant other leaves the door open and poops?
Nah,
I'd
Farrah
rather
used to
not.
get mad at it. She's finally accepted it. I was like, I don't want to be in here with this shit by
No,
myself.
what if she, what if your significant other does it to you? Do you care?
What, she leaves the door open?
And poops and looks at you.
I always got candles and shit burning, so I don't really,
For me, because this happened, and I just go, really gonna leave the door open? She goes, I was in a rush. And then I close the door.
Sometimes you be in a rush though. Sometimes you be in a rush.
So it's like, it's
I
not
just
like the
don't
door
be
stays
trapping there.
open.
Pat, what say you, Pat? Because he looked disgusted.
I'm not disgusted. I would just rather not hear another human being shitting. If it's not me, it's not a great
What
situation.
happens
Person's
if
doing
you
it.
do though? What do you do? Are you gonna be like, okay, you don't like her anymore? Or you're like,
No.
okay. Patrick breaks up on the spot. Hey,
I
once you
do.
done, we done.
They come out the bathroom. Beyonce's already playing all her shit, lipstick packed up in the box on the left. He done gave her wet wipes and all types of
Hey, he giving her the speech. Hey, look, no talk. You were perfect.
shit.
I can't believe
Except.
I'm actually disappointed in you.
I
All
try
right.
to like be in places that have fans in the bathroom, like when you turn the light on, because I hate silent bathrooms. I need like a
Man. I
good.
hate that fan. I
If
hate
I'm
when
in
the fan
someone
and the
else's,
light are connected. I don't like that at all, man.
but what Patrick's saying is perfect though, because if I'm in someone else's bathroom and they don't have the fan, bro, I'm about to run your water bill up because you ain't about
Yeah,
to.
I'll turn the shower
I
on.
agree.
The
I
shower?
agree.
I was
Turn
talking
that
about the
shower on.
sink.
That steam.
I was talking about
Turn
the
that steam
sink.
on. No, I turn
That's
that steam
funny.
on.
I've turned the
Nah.
plenty of water faucets on. Like,
For sure.
oh, this
Nah.
bathroom is right in the middle of the waiting room with
I call that
no
cover fire. You need
kind
some
of
cover
water's
fire.
on.
I'll turn my phone on. I'll turn music on loud. Absolutely, yeah. But I also don't care because that's what it's here for. I don't want to do this. Nobody wants to do this in here. But hey, nature. Let's put it to a vote, man. What y'all doing? Y'all going with the silence when you enter the room versus the applause when you leave?
I'm going silence when you enter. Applause.
Applause.
Come on,
Okay.
Tim. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go applause probably. So I think the applause has it on that one. There it is. We're gonna jump into the last topic right after this. You lose the other one for life. Pizza versus wings. What y'all going with?
Ooh, wait, hold on. When you say lose, that means nobody has it or just you don't get it.
Just you. You would never be able to eat the other
Okay.
one for
That's
life.
hard.
You gotta pick one.
That's tough, but it's not because of two words, acid reflux. I can't eat pizza no more.
Hey, you got that old, that fast, Pat?
My body made that decision for me. No wizard. No
Okay.
squad cast. None of that.
Any pizza you can't eat
I
anymore?
don't know. Like the acidic. The tomato sauce is just so acidic, and I just kind of stopped eating pizza because it's unhealthy. But when
Wait.
I was eating Pizza Hut a lot, it was messing with me,
And
and
see, that's
it'd
where
stay
you
like
messed it
right
up right
here.
there. You
Pizza
just
Hut.
chose a franchise place. Mom and pop places have
Oh, of
way better
course.
pizza, and
Prince Street.
then yeah, like they have way better pizza. And then also, have you ever had pizza overseas? Like,
It's
no.
not good. I
I
don't
had pizza
like
in
it.
Florence. Oh, the pizza is amazing in Florence, Italy.
It's
I
so
like it.
clean. It is so clean.
You
You can
don't like
crush
it.
a
Oh,
whole
that was the best
pizza
pizza
and
I've
feel
ever had.
good.
Well, first of all, Jordan, fuck
Okay.
you, because what you're not going to do is disrespect Pizza Hut. When it comes to chains, that is the top tier of the tiers. You
I
understand me?
agree.
That's what
Pizza
you're not
Hut's
going to
very
do.
greasy too,
I
Pat. It's like
think
one of the greasiest
you
chains.
very greasy, Meg, so shut up.
It is.
I think pizza
Shut your
Wait, hold
greasy
on,
ass
Pat.
up.
Did that happen to you when you had Papa John's?
It happened all the time. But I mean, it still happens with like Prince Street and like the mom and pop ones. But I'll more than likely eat pizza if it's a mom and pop or if I'm in like New York.
He
But
has his
What
pizza.
about
Got
the
to deal
white
with it.
sauce? Have you done white sauce?
That's not pizza. That's not pizza.
And
White sauce pizza is crazy.
Or
No,
like a
it's
barbecue
good.
chicken
Like the
pizza.
garlic Alfredo sauce, like that should be good
Yeah,
as hell.
because
Like
no
a garlic
joke,
sauce, white
what you're
cream sauce.
talking about, that's actually probably the reason why I'm going to take the pizza over the wings, because there's so much variation that you can have with pizza versus wings. Your only variation is the sauce.
Yeah, but how many of the variations of pizza do you like? There's a lot of them, but it's like, you know,
I've
the
grown a
salad pizza.
salad. What?
Least 100.
There's just like a lot of bad ones.
That's true, but for every bad one, there's like three great ones.
All right,
What? First of
what's
all,
y'all top
Jordan.
five pizza orders then?
Right. I ain't got five.
I got five.
Cheese, pepperoni, or pepperoni and some other meat, like, you know, pepperoni sausage and chicken. Or like a good white sauce with chicken and feta
That's
cheese and
just
shit like that.
handheld
Which
pasta. Wait, can you
that's
eat
portable
pasta,
pasta.
Pat?
Yeah, but I think that pizza with white sauce is something else now.
Also, I want to
What you
point out
talking
too,
about with
here's
the
the
acid reflux? Does the acid reflux mess up with like
Oh, I'll say
pasta?
like
Exactly.
spaghetti. Spaghetti. Can you eat spaghetti or mastacioli?
What was that
Nice.
second
You know
thing?
her.
Why do you keep saying these words?
What's mastacioli?
Like it's a pasta. You never had mastacioli? It's like, oh girl.
Nah, I want to know that.
Mastacioli?
I'm
We
a
done had
foodie, so
fettuccine,
excuse me.
linguine, spaghetti,
Oh,
lasagna.
that was a great pull.
Thank you. Thank
In my
you.
mind, I was about to see a noose, and it was gonna be called, "Have you ever had the
Oh
mastacioli?"
wow.
Master
It's a
Choli.
mastacioli.
He's
This
so
looks
good to
fire.
us.
Master
So
Choli. I'm gonna
good.
start saying that like I'm
Thank you,
Spanish.
Patrick.
Which
I
I
appreciate your investigative nature.
do want to
I
point
want to
out
start saying
to
that, like, yeah, I like mastacioli. You're gonna be like, ooh, he knows his pasta.
But like Tahir said, I can't name five and then named seven. You just said I can't name five.
I can name more wings and wing styles and types of wings that I like than probably pizza.
Jordan, what's yours?
Okay, so mine, number one out the gate, sausage and pepperoni.
Fire.
Number two, we'll go straight cheese. Number
And
three, we'll
wait,
go
Jordan, these are all the ones from Chuck E. Cheese, right? These are those pizzas or the ones from
straight
Disney?
cheese. How old are you?
Let's address both of these things. Chuck E. Cheese is incredible pizza. Okay, and you
They
know it to
have the
be
grown
good.
up.
They
They
have
have the grown up
been
pizzas
good.
now. They do have the grown up
They
pizzas
have
now. They
great
do.
pizza. And then I'm not gonna acknowledge anything
Why are
after
you
that.
eating straight cheese though? Like a 6-year-old.
No, but okay, so here's
Sometimes
the
it's
thing.
good. Sometimes that's all you
Anytime
want.
and okay, anytime you've gone to a place and they've ordered a lot of pizza, the main pizza that's most of the time left over is cheese because no one's eating cheese. And when you're hungry, you go, "Well, I'm gonna just eat what no one else is eating." You develop the taste.
Desperate
So,
Measures pizza.
like literally, I like plain donuts because remember when you were a
That's
kid
fair.
and they brought the
Wait, wait, wait,
assortment?
wait, 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 wait. Cake or just
Or glaze?
No,
like a glaze?
okay, like remember when you were a kid and they brought the assorted donuts that had the
Yeah,
powdered
yeah, yeah.
donuts, the chocolate, the crumb, and then there was a plain donut? I
You
always
like
wanted,
the plain ones?
like
Okay,
the plain cake donut?
It's giving serial killer.
no,
Nobody
it's
likes
not bad
plain. What the
though.
fuck is nah, man? Because
No,
what the
this
fuck
was
is
low key
wrong
a
with
good
you,
point
man?
though. No, but this
What
was
the
no,
fuck is
see
wrong with
here,
you,
see
bro?
here. You should understand as a person who used to be the leader of the Big Macs. So what happened
The leader.
is
That nigga had a painting with a plaque under
legitimately.
it.
So when you want more food, at a certain point, you already know the powdered donuts are gone first, then the chocolate, then the crumb donuts. But if you want more donuts, just give me the plain donuts because none of the kids wanted it. And next thing you know, I just started to like the plain donuts.
Yeah, I'm
It's actually a
not
good
for
point.
sure
It's
yet, but
so
I'm pretty
sad.
sure that this
It's
episode is
sad.
going to be sponsored by BetterHelp. I want you to call that number because you're at your big age still in survival mode, and there's some trauma that you got to let go from your childhood because you ain't
It
got to
could
live
be.
this.
That's it.
That's like a nigga who say their favorite flavor of Cheetos is the plain Cheetos, just regular corn chips, like. I ain't
Okay,
saying
fair.
you can't eat it, but like, if that's the first thing you going from when the boxes
Plain
pop
Cheetos ain't
open,
bad.
wait, but what about, are we okay with
I
Cheeto
said
Puffs?
Fritos. I said Fritos, not Cheetos.
Oh.
Regular Cheetos. Fritos. You just go for the plain Jane.
Wait, hold up. The plain Fritos are the,
I
okay, let
like
me,
Fritos. Those are
yeah.
the
Plate
but
and
that's not your top five. That's what he's saying. It shouldn't be your top
five. It's not my top five, but
just like cheese pizza.
And just like plain cake donuts.
But those were desperate measures. That was his second donut.
Nah,
he didn't go for that first.
Exactly. I
get the strategy in this. Because it was like the assorted cereals. It was the same. Yeah. Nobody wanted Corn Pops or the one with the retarded like frog guy. What was that one?
Smacks.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Smacks. Yeah.
I'm actually fucking with Sugar Smacks.
I eat Sugar Smacks still to this day. Those are the only one I had.
It was good. But we could, we had roaches. So you didn't want to do, come on, baby. Do Sugar Smacks.
I hate that I was prepared for this. Wait, where did that thing go?
We see it. We see.
There it is.
Oh, God.
You know, let me put mine down. Let me bow out. Yeah. I apologize. You know,
he said, whoa.
I don't even eat Reese's Puffs. I don't even like these. I literally bought this for the box to go sit. It literally just sits next to my shoes up there. Next to that green pair right there in the corner.
We get it. You have emergency cereal. Okay. Resident from your Big Back days.
It's actually hamster food. So if everything else goes to fry,
you can break the glass. It wasn't that big of an emergency.
What if, like,
I just can't make it to the grocery store until 5. Okay.
You already know if he broke his vegan 3 month for a McRib, you know that cereal don't have a chance.
I imagine
right, like, I don't even takes, like this. Yeah, right.
He takes two a day, like they're multivitamins. All right.
Wednesday, Tuesday, Friday.
All right.
What? Not a little pill case full of Reese's?
You got the two darker ones on Monday. Then you could do dark and the light one on Tuesday.
Oh, individual Reese's.
Yeah, you gotta individualize them. Oh, what's today?
Have y'all ever seen Jordan cosplay as a real nigga? He's actually pretty good.
Oh, it's so funny.
That would be so funny. He's just like, fuck Disney.
Let's ride on the fools.
It's crib.
What'd he say? It's a party.
Oh, man. That one got tears on me. Oh, my gosh.
Wait. Finish your top five pizzas.
Oh, okay. So number one, sausage or pepperoni. Number two, meat lovers. What?
That's the same thing.
Nope. Sausage or pepperoni is different. Meat lovers has like five different meats on it.
What meats are on there?
Like ham?
I think ham.
Oh,
is
ham is added.
But you have sausage. Pepperoni is in there. I think that's ham. I feel like
they do ham or Canadian bacon. They'll do chicken.
There we go.
Yeah.
Really?
So they'll do bacon and Canadian bacon.
It's like
bacon.
Three meats. They just put a lot of meat on there. That's
all pork remix.
Mm-hmm. And depending on you go, they'll just. Yeah, they'll just throw like whole lunch meat slices of meat on that motherfucker.
Hey, you'll have a pizza. It'll be Lunchables.
What is a meat lover? Are meat lovers the same sandwich across pizza? Like meat lovers means one thing
for the most part.
For the most, that's not just anything,
one. Three types of pork.
Mm-hmm. And then you got. I actually am a fan of the Hawaiian pizza with pineapple on it, and then a margarita pizza.
Margaritas in your top five?
Yeah. To be fair, it's because
it's
I had it overseas.
It's a cake donut ass nigga, bro. That's what you get when you fuck with cake donut ass niggas, bro. That's this
plain
nigga got
cake.
Rolled
peas
up windows.
And
got
margarita.
Windows. No AC.
I took the cheese off. I took it off.
Joy's the only person that has only the XM radio for Disney. There are no other channels that work.
He paid specifically for that one channel?
Just for Disney.
I didn't think margarita was on anybody's top.
I had it overseas. I had
holy
it overseas.
Boring.
I feel like if you're a real like Italian, that's probably up there.
Maybe I am.
Man, listen. When it comes to wings, you got barbecue, you got fire grilled, you got fried, you got deep fried, you got
buffalo.
You got buffalo. That's before we get to the saucy one.
Fried versus deep fried, it's the difference.
Some people like that. I call deep fried when people want their shit fried hard. When people like that, fry my shit hard. I'm like, oh, you want that shit deep fried? Throw it back in the grease, in the bottom of the grease. And that's before we get to the sauces and before we get to like the jerk wings and like the smoked chipotle wings or the smoked wings. You got way more options with the chicken wings, baby. Way more.
I don't know if it's fair to put deep fried and fried separately. That was a...
That's what I was saying.
Deep fried.
See,
fried
like,
hard.
You back me up,
just
Patrick,
fried
you
wings.
That.
You know, like when you had to turn in an essay that had a certain amount of words and you start bullshitting. You start bullshitting.
Do not versus don't.
Yes.
Fried, if I gotta reach longer. If I gotta reach that 500 word count, I'm gonna put do not instead of down, don't every fucking time.
You gotta remove all a couple the compound words. Yeah, I think it's very, very, very.
No, can't. We cannot see that as a future, and do not allow this to happen.
It is not. Not a,
no, people were
not.
Doing deeper strategies than I thought. They were raising the font of the periods and the commas just a little bit to get the extra space when it needed to be a certain amount of pages. They would increase the size of just the punctuation. I was like, damn,
I
y'all was deeper
no,
than
I
me.
Would increase the letters. Like if they said it had to be 12.5, I'd be like 12.25. Just it's
they'd
a little
be watching
bit.
That though.
No, but it was like just enough to where you couldn't tell. Whatever it was, I think it was like 12.25, or it might have been like 12.15, but it was a little bit bigger and it did help.
Yeah. Or the title in your name is bigger, so it pushes everything down.
I would increase the size of my borders. Like, you know, shit supposed to be in 1 inch, nigga. I'd be 1.5.
It's just a column.
My shit look like a stanza. It look like a poem.
Like a Bible verse.
Yours look like a proclamation.
I'm just saying. You're supposed to do all your citing and the footing at the end of the thing. I got my quotes right after. I'm using that as part of the words, too. I'm
See, here, put his name
by Malcolm
already
X
on
in
page
his
two.
Biography in 1964. He said, I'm going to do it like that. Fuck citing it at the end, baby. I need the word counts up, baby.
Oh, that's funny.
But I feel like pizza, the variety is plain pepperoni and something else, like Hawaiian or sausage.
The best way to explain, because mind you, I just gave you my five, but like in reality, all you have to do with pizza is say, what toppings do I like? And now you can go wild with it.
Right.
But that's
so I just, I will tell you this, the best pizza I've had in my life, I went to this place, there's a place in Atlanta called Curry Pizza House, and they make Indian pizza. And I was like, what is this? I have never had such a flavorful pizza. They did like a curry pizza. They did also.
Is this the one that did the butter chicken? They got you can dip.
They
it
got
in
the
like
butter chicken, and then you can get a half good. And half. So if you like the tikka masala pizza with a butter chicken pizza, I was like, oh, this is by far
hey,
my
listen,
favorite.
Listen, this I know y'all ain't no real foodies because y'all That's just went sure. on topics. You can get thin crust, Brooklyn style.
Yeah,
you can
get
Chicago style.
Yeah, Chicago style. Well, Chicago,
you
like
can get
Chicago,
stuff.
Known for the deep dish, stuffed but crust, that ain't really their style. Detroit actually has like a real deep dish or thick crust, and they put like their sauce dish. On top too. They do some different shit
yes,
out there.
Yes, we do.
You got deep cold dishes. Pizza. Remember to hear you taught us about cold pizza.
Cold pizza.
No, I taught you how cold to heat pizza. Up cold pizza too. No,
remember you said like you're supposed to like eat it cold or something.
Don't try to count temperatures. That's not different.
I didn't.
You can say cold.
Listen, he'll be trying to add that to his cold chicken, hot chicken,
warm chicken.
Hey, but listen, some cold chicken wings, like fried chicken wings, like in the middle of the night, you wake up like on a drunk or a high, you like, I just need to eat something. That
it's
cold
not a different food.
I know.
It's not a flavor.
I know, but it's similar to the way sometimes leftovers taste better the next day. I'm not saying this is step one. I'm just saying like the allure.
I just imagine you bought some wings and they're like, oh, you go eat them now. I got to take these home, baby. Put them in the fridge. Just wait.
Yeah, we eat
dinner in 2 hours.
Marinate for about 24 hours and then I'm going to see them.
Going with a thermometer. Yep, 12 degrees. All right.
You guys made a pretty good argument for pizza.
I'm all right. Well, let's put it to a vote, man. I'm going wings.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, we're going pizza.
I'm just going to say wings. So
y'all good
this.
With never having wings again. Well, I know, T-Bar.
Yeah, because I be eating wings so much now being in Atlanta. I'm good. I've had enough wings for life.
But also, I'm sure whatever that spot in Atlanta, difficult. Does it count if, apparently, if you could do a tikka masala pizza? What if someone made a wings pizza? Does that count?
I've had that.
With bone in?
Oh yeah, I guess I don't know if they would they put bone.
I recorded the video with my neighbor because I had made a video about it, me seeing a video on Instagram, and my neighbor was a one of them was a chef and the other one was a cook. And when I made the video the next day, he made me a pizza with buffalo wings on it. Like he banked it
Oh,
into the
bone
cheese.
in?
With the bone?
Chipped fire to it.
Nah, hang on, hang
You
on.
lying.
If you
You
can't eat
lying.
it in the
Flag on the
same,
play. Flag on the play.
if you can't eat
Let me see.
both in
Let me...
one bite, it's that's just wings on top of pizza.
Yeah, that's all it was.
So you had to take the wing and eat it like a wing, and then you bit the pizza?
Yeah.
That's
Yeah,
just putting something
I
on
did.
top of something else.
Or you go,
I didn't say it was something different. I ain't disagreeing with you. I'm saying that's exactly what it is. But it was like I didn't have to go to different places for it. That motherfucker came like that.
No, that's
It was
crazy.
delicious.
Typically, I mean, you could get that at like Pizza Hut. You could get wings at Pizza Hut if you really wanted them.
Yeah, but it ain't gonna be bad. See, he made the pizza and then made the wings and then put the wings, the done wings on top of the pizza and then put the pizza in the oven.
That
That's
ain't
what I'm
look,
saying.
that happened when your plate is small. Hey, just throw them wings on top of my
Yeah.
pizza. That ain't even a real dish.
Hey man, listen,
He said
y'all
that's
sitting up here judging. I'm
Thanksgiving.
just telling y'all what I did.
Hey.
I'm just telling y'all what the fuck happened, okay? And the
Wings,
shit was
pizzas.
delicious.
He could have did boneless. And
Right.
it would have all
Would have
been
made
but
more
like
sense.
that's not really a wing pizza at
I
that point.
like cauliflower crust pizza, so.
And I'm plant-based, and I can't even rock with that, Meg. You on your own little
No,
island.
I do.
yeah.
No, girl, I get the frozen pizza ones. Now, the frozen pizza cauliflower crusts are so
There's a
good.
very
Don't
specific
you eat no,
cauliflower
and you
that's
better
good.
get it for home. Don't you eat no cauliflower crust nowhere out in the streets.
As a person, so
Okay. It's good. I like cauliflower.
my wife is gluten free, so I've had to develop the taste, much like the plain
Yet again,
donuts. All
Jordan, survival.
Aw.
Cake
gluten-free
donut,
pizza. Jordan gonna have a long
cauliflower,
therapy session after this.
McRib, it's
Pizza needs
everything.
gluten. Pizza needs gluten.
Sorry, Jordan. We didn't mean to
I
make your therapy session longer
mean,
than it already was gonna be.
I don't know what it is with this episode. I feel like I came on like, "How you guys doing? Look at how this nigga say hi. Like, what did I do today? Did I do this?
Squadcast.
I didn't
Hey,
do
the cake
anything
donut.
today."
That's what you did. The cake donut.
Cake donut. Who gets those?
Maybe
Yeah.
let me show you a picture. I feel like we forget the assorted box
It was
of.
like a plain cake, and it was like almost like
We
tea barbs.
know,
It was like the
the
colors.
bro. Nobody, because nobody touched them. We all know what it is. Nobody. He's right. Those were
And
the last left.
that's how you get those the more donuts.
Sometimes you don't need what's
I don't
left.
mind
Sometimes you don't
them.
need it.
I definitely didn't mind
Even the
them.
fat kids wasn't eating the cake donuts. They was like,
Yeah.
nah.
I'll wait till something with flavor get here. That's
Yeah.
okay.
I'll
I
wait
need to
some
take
brand new box.
plain
Okay.
Yeah.
donut. All right. Here
Oh
we
yeah,
go.
these were good. They had cinnamon. They look like little buttholes, actually.
Look at that. You see
Look,
those? That was the
that's
little
a dozen of a
not the
baker's
little
dozen of buttholes.
butthole.
What?
Not
This is a
butthole.
baker's butthole dozen.
Buttholes is crazy.
Miss me with that, man. Miss me all the way with that. I'm good.
Box of buttholes is
Sometimes they had
wild.
cinnamon. Sometimes they had
Cinnamon
cinnamon on
butt,
them.
cinnamon buttholes. What are you doing to here?
I was trying to find a video of me with
Oh, the
that
wing
pizza.
pizza.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want to see that. Okay, we get it. Your plate was small. You put your wings on top of your pizza. Done.
Shut up, Meg. You only pick pizza because it's hard to eat wings with chopsticks.
No, it's not actually. It's very easy.
It's not.
Yes, it
Ain't
is.
nobody eating no goddamn like a bone-in wing with
You pick
chopsticks.
it up. Yes. I've done it several times.
Was
How
sound
does
of
it
the
sound
name?
effect for me? What?
You
How does
eat
it sound,
with
Meg?
like a
Yep.
goddamn Muppet.
She
Anyway,
hit him.
Yes.
Hit him with that doggone. How many licks does it take? One, two, three.
Two.
Two.
Well, it looks
Three.
like the pizza has it on this one. The wings is out of here for most of the guys. I'm still sticking with my wings. I don't care. I want to thank our special guests, Jordan Connolly and T Bart, for pulling up. Shout out to the OG squad, Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Party people!